From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia. Concerns about children's mental health are coming to the forefront as the risk of suicide among teens and opioid addiction rates rise. But in rural areas where mental health providers are scarce, spotting potential mental health problems among kids can often fall to teachers. Now, a national center at the University of Missouri is looking to study and help rural schools. It's the middle of summer, but Harrisburg Middle School is a hive of activity. Between summer school classes and renovation, it's a little chaotic for school counselor Brett Rawlings, who just wrapped up his first year at the school.
So I'm actually going to be moving down to this room. Which
Harrisburg itself is a small town of fewer than 300 people, but the school serves the larger surrounding area, which is primarily agricultural. As the K-8 counselor, Rawlings is responsible for some 400 students, and he deals with a range of issues.
Peer relationship issues, drama, rumors, that kind of thing. But I do also see a number of students that struggle with internalizing problems. It could be anxiety, depression, that sort of thing.
Rawlings says he works to make sure the students know he's there, and he tries to leave open time in his schedule for one-on-one or small group meetings. Rawlings has a personal stake in his work as well, having struggled with mental health issues as a teen growing up in a rural area.
I really didn't see the counselor much at all. Just as a profession, we're trying to do a better job of being visible and making known to people what exactly our role is and how we can help.
But with hundreds of students, it's hard to keep track of every individual. So the school uses a checklist that all students and teachers fill out 3 times a year with questions covering the issues Rawlings looks out for.
We're able to see, you know, which students are self-reporting risk in these various domains.
The questionnaire is the product of a multi-year study coordinated in collaboration with the University of Missouri. In February, the university announced it had received a $10 million grant from the U.S. Department of Education for a national center that will build on that research.
Our apprentice project is really developing also tools to help schools monitor.
In June, the National Center for Rural School Mental Health held a kickoff conference in Columbia with partners from the University of Virginia, the University of Montana, and officials from rural school districts. Dr. Wendy Rinke is one of the co-directors of the center. She says one of its main goals is to equip teachers in rural schools who often end up as the point people for their students' mental health.
People wear a lot of different hats in these buildings. You know, we have a superintendent who is also the bus driver, and, you know, so they play a lot of different roles.
The challenge is, even if they spot problems early, it can be hard to get students care. Fewer than 30 of Missouri's 114 counties have inpatient psychiatric facilities, and even seeing a therapist can involve hours of travel from rural areas. Rinke says one possible solution is telehealth, but it's technology the center will need to study more in depth. That's something Emily Doolittle from the U.S. Department of Education is looking forward to seeing the center tackle.
I'm really kind of waiting with my breath held to see, like, what does that really mean? Because you hear that, yeah, you know, people have internet connections, broadband, but I know that that can be somewhat limited in rural areas.
Going forward, the conference attendees will give feedback to Rinke and her team, which they will then use in the tools they develop. She says the next goal for the center will be to hopefully pilot the new assessment system with a rural school district in the fall. In Harrisburg, Rawlings has his own goals as a counselor.
My goal is definitely getting to know each kid, know every name of every kid, but also to make sure that each student knows that there's someone in the building that they can go to for help.
And soon, with a national center based just 30 minutes to the south, Rawlings could have a place he can go for help as well. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, KBIA News, Columbia.